Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dorad. Today is Thursday, 28th of March, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 14 points. In the previous trading session, markets settled on a positive note as buying was seen in heavyweight stocks and auto, realty, power and capital goods. At close, the Sensex was up 0.7% at 72,996 and the Nifty gained 0.5% to close at 22,123 level. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might face a resistance at 22,137, while on the lower side, the index might take an immediate support at 22,070. Some of the top stocks to watch in today's trading session are BHEL, after the company received an order worth 4,000 crore rupees from Adani Power for setting up a thermal power plant in Chhattisgarh. Secondly, NHPC approved plans to borrow 6,100 crore rupees from the market in tranches for FY25. It also gave in-principle approval for closure of Loktak Downstream Hydroelectric in Manipur, subject to government approvals. Thirdly, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories will grab some limelight in today's trading session. The drug maker entered into an exclusive distribution partnership with Sanofi Healthcare India to promote and distribute vaccine brands of SHIPL, including well-established pediatric and adult vaccines in India. Fourthly, Tata Elxsi shares will be in focus as the company collaborated with Dräger, a global leader in medical and safety technology, to advance critical care innovation in India. And finally, Cyient shares will grab some attention as the company announced a strategic partnership with Deschutes Aircraft, a German original equipment manufacturer. So do watch out for these names in the trade today. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, US stocks were higher, with the Dow Jones leading gains and the S&P 500 setting a closing record, while investors looked towards the next piece of inflation data and the Federal Reserve commentary for signals on the rate path. The Dow Jones rose 1.2%, while the S&P 500 index gained 0.8% and the tech-heavy Nasdaq composite climbed 0.5%. Meanwhile, most of the Asian Pacific markets fell this morning, while Australian stocks hit record high ahead of retail sales data. Australia's S&P 200 index rose 0.7% and hit intraday all-time high just minutes after opening. The index was higher for a second straight day. On the other hand, Japan's Nikkei 225 dropped 1% and South Korea's Kospi declined 0.3%. Today, investors will keenly watch out for moves in the Japanese yen after it fell to its weakest level in 34 years against the US dollar. On the commodities front, oil prices were little changed after official numbers were released for US crude stockpile and signs that the OPEC producer group is unlikely to change its output policy are at a technical meeting next week. Brent crude stood above $86 per barrel, whereas WTI crude was at $81 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sneha Podar of Motilal Oswal Financial Services talking about how investors should approach mid-cap and small-cap stocks in the medium to long term.
The broader market, that is the mid-cap and the small-caps, saw a sharp correction of 7 to 14% over last 1 month. And this was due for quite some time, given the sharp rally that we had seen from November to February. So during these 4 months, the broader market had rallied more than 30%. So profit booking was due. Now, there were a couple of factors which led to this profit booking. One, the market regulator had warned of the froth in the small and mid caps. Even AMFI had asked the funds to moderate inflows into the small and mid cap funds and conducted the internal stress test. Apart from this, Given the sharp rally, profit booking was due, especially post the 30-40% kind of run up that we had seen. And the financial year is coming to an end, so some sort of profit and loss booking was due ahead of the year end. Even the advance tax payment date led to the selling pressure into the market. So all these factors together had led to a sharp correction of 10-15%. But now we believe that most part of the correction is already done. Now going ahead, though the valuations are still at a, like, you know, even post the sharp correction that we saw, the valuations are still trading at some premium to historical average. But we believe that if we look at the individual stock level, the correction was much higher than compared to the index. So some pockets have become really attractive post this sharp correction. So one needs to really look at the earnings delivery going ahead. We believe earnings delivery would be important, and that could be deciding factors for the pickup in the stock prices. In the short term, we might see some sort of volatility given the elections, which would start from April 19. So the elections might keep the broader market volatile. But overall, if we talk about the long term perspective, the long term outlook remains quite positive, especially given the fact that India is the fastest growing market. And recently, the global rating agencies have raised the growth forecast. So overall, the view is quite positive. Earnings delivery, as I mentioned, would be important factor to track. The companies who are able to consistently deliver would definitely bounce back from here. Investors should investors should approach this segment in a very selective manner. They should identify the pockets where the potential is good and where the earnings growth momentum is strong. So wherever the potential seems to be quite strong, and the management quality is good, the investors can accumulate those stocks in a staggered manner, and they can build a portfolio with a mix of large and mid and small stocks. So roughly 50-50 can be allocated towards large cap and 50% towards mid and small cap, because the comfort remains with the large caps. But as I mentioned, in small and mid caps, there are certain pockets which post correction have become very attractive, and the potential, the long term potential, is quite bright in them. So it should be the portfolio should be constructed in such a manner that the exposure is divided almost equally between the large and the broader markets.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you at the next market opening bell session at the same time.